Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kevin Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. The man who shot and killed four people at a Midtown office building, he left behind writings, a note or a letter offering some sense of a motive. According to reports, in those writings, he talked about the NFL, CTE, referenced players who took their own lives, asked for his brain to be examined for CTE. He played high school football. The building he targeted on Park Avenue, the NFL's headquarters, are there. But he never made it to that floor.
He took the wrong elevator bank up to the NFL headquarters. Instead, it took him to Rudin Management, and that is where he carried out additional shootings and took the lives of additional employees.
Mayor Adams was on CBS Mornings. Right now, we know the victims include a woman in the lobby who tried to take cover, a guard at a security desk next to the elevator bank, another guy who was in the lobby, and an NYPD officer who was off duty serving corporate security detail. That officer, a father of two, with a wife who's 8 months pregnant. Omar LaDiamond heard from his family.
Diderul Islam migrated to the U.S. from Bangladesh, began working as a school security guard, and eventually joined the NYPD. Islam's cousin, Mohammed Mustafa, said he didn't speak much about his job, but the family was proud.
Last summer, I remember he came up with his patrol car. His son was playing. His son was so happy. His son was jumping with joy that his dad was a police officer.
He was assigned to the 47th Precinct in the Bronx and was on security detail in the Park Avenue skyscraper in his NYPD uniform when he was gunned down. Mustafa said his sons are just 8 and 4.
The youngest, he doesn't. It's going to take him a bit of time to adjust to it, knowing that his father won't come home.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Parkchester section of the Bronx.
Another of the victims identified as Wesley LePatner, an executive at Blackstone, one of the world's largest investment firms. Governor Hochul today ordering all state flags to be flown at half-staff in honor of the victims, and they will be flown at half-staff until all of them are laid to rest. We'll, of course, bring you developments as we learn them. Well, today is another hot one. You're going to want to stay hydrated and maybe stay inside next to the AC if possible. We're under a heat advisory right now. AccuWeather's meteorologist Kerry Schwindenhammer with more on that forecast.
Dangerous heat is on tap this afternoon with temperatures reaching 98, one off the record of 99 set back in 1949. Already at this hour, AccuWeather real field temperatures above 100 in some locations, especially across northwest Jersey and portions of western Long Island as well. Even getting into eastern Long Island, some of those real field temperatures already into the upper 90s. And of course, this afternoon, we're going to be close to that record. A very warm and steamy night tonight with a low of only 80. Tomorrow, another hot and humid day, maybe a heavy gusty thunderstorm later in the afternoon or evening.
On top of all of that, there's an air quality alert in effect until 11 o'clock tonight. We have an update on a story we've been telling you about here at 1010 Winds. Cops were looking for a guy who was seen setting a dog on fire last week in Queens. Well, now they've made an arrest. 29-year-old Isaiah Gurley is facing animal cruelty charges along with reckless endangerment and arson with intent to damage property. Police released photos of the suspect over the weekend. They said he was seen dragging a motionless dog, poured accelerant on him, and ignited. Then ran off. Cops told us it's unclear whether the animal was already dead or if he was killed in the fire. A Long Island school district facing questions today from the NYCLU over what some say looks like a potential book ban taking shape.
The NYCLU is accusing the Eastport South Manor School District of throwing away hundreds of books that have been part of recent bans across the country. The union says the 14 books include The Bluest Eye, Their Eyes Were Watching God, and Richard Wright's Black Boy. Newsday reports a school district official told the NYCLU that those three titles continue to be in the district's curriculum and that the copies were too damaged to be used in the school. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Getting around in the city, it's not easy with all the traffic. Even ambulances struggle to squeeze through. Lights and sirens can only go so far. So there's now a new plan to roll out AmbuCycles, a partnership between Caesars Palace Times Square, United Hatzalah, and SL Green. We spoke with SL Green's executive vice president, Brent Hirschfeld.
What we can do with this program is reduce that time that it takes for an EMT professional to reach an emergency to 3 minutes or less.
EMS responders would use e-scooters or bicycles to respond to emergencies like heart attacks, not replacing ambulances, but instead working with them to get there faster. The program would only be up and running if Caesars is awarded a casino license by the state at the end of the year. It's part of its proposed $250 million public benefit investment. In the race for governor across the Hudson in New Jersey, the latest polling from Fairleigh Dickinson University has Democratic Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill ahead of Jack Cittarelli by 8 points, 45 to 37. 16% of voters say they are still undecided. The poll did find that when it comes to local issues like NJ Transit flooding, well, independent voters sided with Cittarelli. But when it comes to national issues like President Trump and immigration, well, those independents, they moved away from the Republican.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.